Connecticut families who choose to homeschool their children are not required to show that their kids are actually learning anything. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, a new report from the state's Office of the Child Advocate found that holes in the system make it hard to track homeschooled kids who are abused and neglected.
In the wake of a Hartford teenager's death at home, the Office of the Child Advocate wanted to look into how homeschooling is regulated. They explored six different districts over a three-year span. They found that over a third of the students who had been withdrawn to be homeschooled lived in families where DCF was aware of possible abuse and neglect.
We want parents to be able to homeschool, but not every kid that's withdrawn from school is being educated.
That's Sarah Egan speaking on Connecticut Public Radio's Where We Live. She's the state's child advocate.
While we strongly support parents who homeschool, what we're pointing out is that there are unintended and in some cases harmful consequences from having no system of any check on a parent's ability to withdraw their child from school.
Connecticut is one of only 11 states that doesn't regulate homeschooling. The state education department issued guidance on this over two decades ago, but the child advocate found that none of the six districts followed that guidance. None could offer any documentation, data, or evidence of follow-up to see how these kids were doing.
But courts have found that states have a compelling interest in ensuring that children are educated and ensuring that children are protected from abuse and neglect, and that homeschooling regulations have to balance those interests. Well, in Connecticut, we don't have a balancing of those interests because we have no regulation.
There are currently no pending state bills addressing this issue. The last time the legislature tried to take this up was in the months after the Sandy Hook murders. A bill would have required mental health screening of kids of a certain age, even those in homeschool. Over 100 parents came out against the bill. It died in committee. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.